Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott and Senator Dan Sullivan met with Canadian officials Sunday and today to press for more U.S. input on transboundary mines. Sullivan says he wants Alaska and the U.S. to be more involved in the permitting process for mines located in Canadian watersheds that drain into southeast Alaska. He also wants Canada to require mine operators to compensate affected Alaskans in case of environmental disasters.
To protect essentially our economy, whether it's fisheries or tourism in southeast Alaska, if, God forbid, we had a Mount Polly-type disaster that went into our waters.
The Mount Polly mine in British Columbia saw its tailings dam collapse in 2014, releasing millions of gallons of waste into nearby lakes and the Cariboo River. That disaster raised fears that similar accidents in the future could hurt the region's salmon runs. Mallott and Sullivan also asked Canada to join water quality testing in southeast waters, and the Alaskan officials requested the immediate reclamation of the Tulsiqua Chief Mine. It's an abandoned mine in British Columbia that continues to leak toxic water into a tributary of the Taku River near Juneau.
We put forward some specific requests, and we're going to press on those, and I think they're legitimate requests. I think they're reasonable requests, and we certainly hope our Canadian friends will work with us to follow up on it.
In a letter to Sullivan, the U.S. State Department said it and the EPA are also talking to the Canadian government about these issues.